A new analysis from the National Partnership for Women and Families has given Utah a C-minus grade for policies that help new and expecting parents. The National Nonpartisan Advocacy Group says Utah lawmakers haven't done enough for parents in the state with the highest birth rate. Democratic State Representative Angela Romero agrees. Earlier this year, she ran a bill to provide state employees with 6 weeks paid parental leave. It didn't pass, but she hopes with more research, her colleagues in the legislature can be convinced to pass the bill next year.
It all goes back to the dollar, and a lot of opposition that I've received is their concern about how much it'll cost the state. But for me, the cost is worth supporting families.
The state-by-state analysis notes that earlier this year, Utah lawmakers passed a bill to provide workplace accommodations for nursing mothers. Republican Senator Todd Weiler was the sponsor of that bill. He says paid parental leave is an issue that can put the rights of parents at odds with the rights of small businesses.
I think as a policymaker, I try to balance all of those and look for Utah solutions. And I'm pretty comfortable with where we are right now.
Currently, Utah State employees can take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave for the birth or adoption of a new child. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.